Chop Hour. Give us a call at 740-383-9944. It's time for Swap Shop. Come on, friends. If you're going to sell it, we're going to tell it. So pick up your phone and let me make it perfectly clear. It's time for Swap Shop. Good old Swap Shop. We're going to try and sell it here. 740-383-9944.
Hey, it's time for Swap Shop. And as we all know, Swap Shop during the winters get a little slim. But that's okay. We do have people that have mailed in or sent in stuff to the station. That's what we do a lot of during the winter. If you have something you'd like to have us announce on Swap Shop, just give us a call or send us a letter to WWGH. Yes, WWGH, 523 South Prospect Street, Marion, Ohio, 43302. Let me give you that again since I fumbled it all up. WWGH, 523 South Prospect Street, Marion, Ohio, 43302. Or if you know you probably know the rules to this game. If you have something you'd like to sell, you know, something in your basement, your garage, something like that you'd like to get rid of, give us a call. Tell us what it is. Give us a brief description, maybe how much you'd like to get out of it, and give us your phone number, and hopefully we will have somebody that's looking for that item, and they'll give you a call and say, hey, I'd really like to get that item. And then you can either get together then with the price, or if you've already given the price, maybe the person will say, I'll be over to pick it up. And also, if you have an event that's going on, you can call us, tell us about it. If you're looking for something, that's something that we've had people do. Say, I'm looking for a lawnmower in the middle of the winter. No, I'm looking for something. And leave your phone number. Maybe somebody's got one they're trying to get rid of. And you can get together on the price and you can do that sort of thing. Or if you have an event that's going on, maybe your church is having an event that you'd like to advertise, give us a call, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. And we'll be glad to get it on the air. We have a few items that have been sent to us. Today, out at the Tallgrass Trail, starting at 4 p.m., Leave It to Beaver is the name of the program title. I bet you can guess what that's all about. It says, learn about this unique rodent. We will go out and try to find them on the trail. And I'll tell you what, they're pretty easy to find because they have a lodge right next to the trail there, if I recall correctly. Now, maybe they've moved them. I don't know. But it's right there. Don't think you actually get down and look. Well, I'm sure you don't get down and touch the critters, but you can see what they've done. You can see the trees that they gnawed and brought down. Now, I used to think that beavers brought down trees that were maybe an inch to 2 inches around. Not so. They can break down pretty good size. I think 4 or 5 inches wouldn't be a stretch for a real enterprising young beaver. But anyway, that's going to be today at 4 p.m. Leave It to Beaver out at the Tallgrass Trail trailhead. Go on out there and get educated. Okay. Another event that's going on The Mid-Ohio Food Bank, in partnership with Logos Christian Ministries, is having free produce market on the second Saturday of every month. I think we've missed that, have we not? But there'll be another one next month. And the Logos Christian Ministries is at 582 Lee Street here in Marion, Ohio. Free fresh food for local individuals and families who are in need. You don't need an appointment. You don't need a registration, no paperwork or anything. It's an easy way to help your family out, get some free fresh food. All right, the Vietnam Veterans of America, Chapter 1117, is providing a breakfast on the last Saturday of the month from 7:30 a.m. to 10:30 a.m. That's at the VFW Post 7201. That's in Marion Marysville Road. Let's go to the phone. We've got a caller here. Hi, you're on the air.
Gwen.
Yes, sir.
That Logo Inn Ministries?
Yes.
Is not opening back up till April.
Oh, they didn't tell us that on their thing they sent to us.
Well, they got a sign on the door because you had announced that.
Yes, I will.
We went by there, and it said they're not going to be back open for the produce until April.
Not open till April. Yeah, that would be a real disappointment for the folks that went there trying to get some fresh produce. Yeah, it's kind of tough to get fresh produce at this time of the year. Hey, thanks a lot for that.
So we went down by, to check it out, and okay. Then they had the sign on the door, so I thought I better let you know.
Well, thank you so much. Yeah, thanks.
Bye.
Bye-bye. See, that's what happens here at your radio station. We find out things that we didn't know, and we can pass them along to you. So that Logos Christian Ministries Mid-Ohio Food Bank combination thing is not going to be available until April sometime. So let's not, I mark that on our announcement that they sent to us, and we will not bring that back up. Okay, very good. Thanks for the call. I really appreciate that. We don't want to give our listeners the wrong information. But if you're interested in selling something or you have an item that you are looking for, give us a call here at Swap Shop. We'll try to find it for you or we'll try to sell it for you. 740-383-9944. We have a lot of good listeners that pass along information like this past listener who helps us out quite often, not just today. All right. Oh, by the way, if there's bad snow or something like that out at the Tallgrass Trail, go to their website, Marion County Park District or the Tallgrass Trail websites will tell you if things have been canceled, and they'll tell you that as much in advance as possible. I'm sure that there are times that they can't get it out too quickly, but today it looks like they're going to be okay. Today at 4 o'clock for the Leave It to Beaver Tallgrass Trail program. And you can get out there and learn about the beaver, the critter with the flat tail. Okay, let's go back to the phone. Hi, you're on the air. Hello.
Gwen, can you have people call in that do the snow shoveling or bring those snow blowers?
Because that would be good.
I just heard Sunday or something, there's supposed to be a big storm coming.
Yeah, that might be true. Okay, well, we'll put that message out. Thanks a lot. Good idea.
Okay.
Okay, bye-bye.
I like the numbers down. Thanks.
Okay,
bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Yeah, good question. People that do snow blowing, snow shoveling, if you would like to get your name and phone number, please give us a call. We apparently have some snow coming, so give us a call, and we'll announce your name and your phone number, and maybe we can get some business for you if we have anybody listening that does that sort of thing. You know, I've often thought about that. As an older guy, I'd rather not shovel snow. I do have a nice little light snowblower, and as long as it doesn't get too bad, I'm okay. I've also thought about that when we travel out to California, my next door neighbor helps me out with my lawn, but I hate to, you know, ask him. He just does it because he's a nice guy. But, you know, I'd like to hire some kid for a few dollars a week to come over and just trim up my front yard so it doesn't look nasty. We go out there for a couple of weeks, and my neighbor will watch my house, but I hate to ask him to mow my grass. All right. We're going to be talking about Martin Luther King during this swap shop because we have some time available, and I thought maybe you'd like to know about more about Martin Luther King because his Martin Luther King Day is this coming Monday, and he was extremely important person to the United States and specifically to our race relationships, and he kind of surprising some of the things about him. His name when he was born was not Martin. Martin Luther King is what we know him as, Martin Luther King Jr. We know him as that, but he was actually born Michael King Jr. in Georgia. He was born in 1929. He adopted the name Martin Luther King, Martin Luther, later as an homage to the German father of the Protestant Reformation and the Lutheran religion. And that's why he kind of switched his name to Martin Luther King from Michael King, and kind of as a attaboy, I guess, to Martin Luther, the Protestant reformer. Interesting. No, I had never heard that before. And he was a brilliant man. We have some statues of him, or a statue of him, on the mall in Washington, D.C. Hang on just one second. Had to get rid of that cough. I didn't think what you wanted to listen to me coughing into the microphone. But he was a brilliant man. He, in 1948, he was 15 years old, and he won an essay contest with the essay was called The Negro and the Constitution. And that same year, he graduated from Booker T. Washington High School and was admitted to Atlantic's Morehouse College. Now, I believe that's the college where Biden and Harris just gave speeches this past week. It's a traditionally African-American college, and I'm almost certain that was Morehouse College. But anyway, that's where he started when he was 15 years old. Now, my sister was really bright. She started college when she was 16. I didn't know anybody that had started when they were 15. Now, if you watch Big Bang Theory, Sheldon apparently started at 13 or something like that. But that's make-believe. Not the real thing. Hey, you're listening to Swap Shop. I'm Glenn Coble. We had a great morning this morning. Did a lot of family feud stuff with. Now, did you know that people think you store dead bodies in your basement? Now, who does that? Well, apparently, a lot of people that read Parade magazine think you store dead bodies in your basement. There have been some really bad people that have done that, but I'm not sure that you would. That wouldn't be something I'd answer to Parade magazine when it asked, "What do you store in your basement?" Now, one of the ladies called in and she said, "Vegetables." Well, I store potatoes in my basement, and I store garlic in my basement, and I store all sorts of herbs in my basement. My basement has become the extension of my garden. I love to garden. I'm not good at it, but I love to. And I have lots of salad stuff growing in my garden right now, and it's very good. You add it to your salad, and it makes your salad have a lot more flavor. I don't know if it's any better for me, but we have that. Hey, if you got something that you're interested in selling over Swap Shop, give us a call, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Excuse me. The furnace kicked on, and all of a sudden there's all sorts of, must be dust in the air. It's causing me to have a tickle. Martin Luther King, in 1955, was elected as the to the executive committee of the Montgomery, Alabama NAACP and president of the Montgomery Improvement Association. When Rosa Parks was arrested for refusing to give up her bus seat for a white passenger, King became the de facto leader of the Montgomery bus boycott. And the modern civil rights movement was begun. He was only 26 years old. Think of all the people that you know right now that are 26 years old. I was lucky. I was assistant athletic director at a couple of different universities. And the last one I had, I was at Ohio University, and I had probably somewhere between 20 and 40 students that volunteered their time in my office. We were in charge of sports information. We were in charge of game management and that sort of thing. And so we needed a lot of help. And I had a lot of 20-something-year-olds that I could see being that responsible. But most of the 26-year-olds that I've known and that I was were not that responsible. Actually, I was married by then, so I guess I was a little bit more responsible. I was married, I think, when I was 23. I think my wife was 24 and I was 23. I'm giving my wife, I'm telling you that my wife's a year older than I am, but she's not really a whole year. She's only 8 months older than I am. But anyway, 52 years later, we're still hanging in there. I don't know how she stood it, but she did. But Martin Luther King was the head of the modern civil rights movement at age 26 years old. Holy cow. Well, he needs to be respected and honored on Monday. That is his day. That's the day that we have pulled aside by the United States government to honor Martin Luther King. And what is that date? Let's see. What is the date today? The date today is the 13th, so that would be 14th, 15th, 16th, 17th. So make sure you think of Dr. King. And if you can do anything to help the cause out, I would appreciate it. I've been, I think I've gone to two, maybe three Black Lives Matter rallies, and each time I've met some wonderful people there. I hope by the time I get to take my rest, I hope we learn that all people are human, are of the human race. We're all of the same race. Anyway, I'm not going to get back into progressive life, which I do on Wednesday, so I won't get you angry at me, some of you. But anyway, don't forget Martin Luther King Day on Monday. He was the youngest Nobel Peace Prize laureate. Did you know that? He was nominated and won the Nobel Peace Prize in 1964, which was the year I graduated from high school. At just 35 years old, he was the youngest Nobel Peace Prize laureate in history at that time. 50 years later, in 2014, 17-year-old Malala and I can't pronounce her last name. You know who she is. She's been on TV a lot. Yousafzai, something like that. Malala. That's the way I know who she is. And she took the title because she was only 17 years old when she won the as the youngest Nobel Peace Prize laureate. But he held it until then. It's pretty impressive that a 26-year-old had it, let alone a 17-year-old. All right, guess how many times Martin Luther King was jailed. This is kind of astounding. He was jailed 30 times. Now, most of those jailings, I'm sure, were overnight or for maybe 2 days. They weren't really long jail sentences. They were for his civil disobedience. But he was jailed 30 times. I don't think I want to be. I've been in jail once, and we won't go into that. But he was in jail. I don't want to go back to it, I'll guarantee you. He was in jail 30 times. You know, the worst part about jail is that you have to go to the bathroom in front of other people. That always bothers me. Anyway, he was jailed 30 times, including once in 1956 when he was arrested, fingerprinted, and booked for allegedly driving 30 miles an hour in a 25-mile-an-hour speed zone. Now, I got busted for doing 31 in a 25, but that's not nearly 30 in a 25. The reason why I was arrested, I'm absolutely certain the young man who arrested me, he was with another officer. I think it was kind of a training thing. But it cost me $104. I think that was what it was. And I shouldn't have been going that fast. I didn't realize the street was at a 25-mile-an-hour zone. You know, it's that forest lawn. It's a four-lane. It looks like a four-lane road. It's not. It's two lanes, but it's divided in the middle. And I was just going down that road at what I thought was close to 35 miles an hour. And whoops, wrong speed. Anyway, Dr. Martin Luther King was fingerprinted, booked, and allegedly charged with driving 30 in a 25-mile-an-hour zone. During one of those stints behind bars, he penned his now-famous 1963 letter from a Birmingham jail, which was one of the later things that he did in his life. Maybe I'll read that to you sometime. It's very interesting. Anyway, okay. this is kind of an interesting statement. Interesting fact. He spent his wedding night. This is his wedding night to Coretta. Coretta Scott was his wife. He spent his wedding night in a funeral parlor. Yikes. I thought it was bad enough that I had to go to a Holiday Inn. He was in a funeral parlor. And that was in 1953 during a huge ceremony with 350 guests at the Scott family home in Alabama. Alabama presented the heart of the segregated South. And when the newlyweds were denied a room in the local hotel, their friends secured them a spot alone in an acquaintance funeral parlor. Kind of weird, huh? The couple took a second honeymoon in Mexico 5 years later. But you know, a lot of people aren't as old as I am. I traveled with the United States Army Field Band all over the United States. For 3 years, and in Dothan, Alabama, one time we were playing in a theater, and my roommate at the time happened to be an African American, and we went over to get a drink of water right before our presentation. You know, when you're a singer, And that's what I was. Not a very good one, but I was a singer. And Bob, my roommate, we walked over to get a drink of water to get our pipes loosened up to do our concert. And a man came over and asked Bob if he was African-American, can't you read? And he called him the N-word. And I looked, read what? There was a faded, and I mean very faded sign above the, well, actually it was right next to the water fountain, said for whites only. I really found that hard to believe that that was still going on, and that was 1969, I believe it was. I found that really hard to believe that that was still going on, but it was. I wonder if that sign's still there in Dotham, Alabama. I remember Dotham, Alabama so well because of that. Well, not only that, but the theater was cooled. The air conditioning was, they put ice in the basement and blew a fan over it and then ducted it up into the theater. Not a great place to play, but we sang and played the Army Field Band to a standing O, so apparently we did a good job. And now, I think that Bob was one of maybe four or five African Americans in the band or the choir. He was the only one in the choir. And it was interesting. I had my eyes opened that day. If you're listening, this is Swap Shop. We have about 20 minutes left to go. If you have something you'd like to sell, or if you have an event you'd like to mention, give us a call, 740-383-9944. We do have a listing here. It says on the 13th, which is today, at 4 o'clock, the Tallgrass Trail is going to have a Leave It to Beaver Tallgrass Trail event, and you can learn about the beaver. Head on out that way. It's just not going to be that cold for a while. Now, I was told, by the way, and thank you very much to our listener, that the Mid-Ohio Food Bank, in conjunction with Logos Christian Ministries, they have ceased to have their free produce market until April, so don't head that way. Vietnam Veterans of America, Chapter 1117, are going to provide a breakfast on the last Saturday of this month, 7:30 a.m. to 10:30 a.m. That's at the VFW Post 7201, 1614 Marion Marysville Road, and it's open to the public. Okay, those are the announcements that we've been sent or given, and we'd love to have you go to those and enjoy what you can enjoy. I'd like to go out and see the beavers, but I've seen them, so I'll leave my slot open for you, okay? Now, if they do have bad weather, like we might be getting bad weather this weekend, if they have bad weather, Tallgrass Trail will announce it on the Marion County Park District or the Tallgrass Trail Facebook page. But that's not supposed to happen today, so I think you'll be okay, all right? You're listening to Swap Shop. I'm Glenn Coble. You're listening to WWGH here at 107.1 on the FM dial. And if you are somewhere else in the world, you can listen to us by going to our webpage and scrolling down to listen online. Click on that little button, and you can listen to us anywhere in the world. I mean anywhere in the world. I have people that have listened to me in California, North Carolina, Florida, Texas, I'm trying to remember, Wisconsin, Barcelona. yeah, I've had listeners all over the world, and we'd love you to keep us in your memory. And if you're driving around, if you're going to, like I went to my grandchildren's house down in North Carolina recently, we took our computer and we were able to click on and listen to WWGH on the Listen Online button. Easy enough to do. All right. I have a dream. Now, don't forget, Monday is Martin Luther King Day. I Have a Dream was his second Lincoln Memorial speech, his second one. It was probably his most famous and triumphant moment when he did the I Have a Dream speech. He gave it in 1963 to a captive national audience in the shadow of the memorial of the great emancipator. You know who that was, right? Lincoln, of course, in Washington, D.C. But it wasn't his first time speaking at the Lincoln Memorial. That's kind of interesting. In 1957, 25,000 people gathered in the nation's capital for a prayer pilgrimage. That alliteration messed my mouth up. Prayer pilgrimage. The final speech of the day was reserved for a young Martin Luther King Jr. And his I Have a Dream speech was maybe one of his greatest, but it was not his first there in Washington, D.C. All right. Oops, I hit the wrong button here. All right. He was nearly killed 10 years earlier. In 1958, a decade before King's assassination, a mentally ill African-American woman, the daughter of a Southern sharecropper, stabbed King in the chest with a letter opener. Yikes. He survived, but just barely. In his 68 I've Been to the Mountaintop speech, which foreshadowed his murder just one day later, King cited the attack and the fact that if he had sneezed during his long and complicated surgery to remove the blade, he would have died. Yikes. I did not know that. Speaking of sneezing, I just had my own, but I did not have anything stuck in my chest, so I wasn't terribly worried about it. It's 1246, and you're listening to WWGH. This is Swap Shop, and we haven't gotten a lot of swap stuff going, but we do have a couple of things to mention. Out at the Tallgrass Trail, Leave It to Beaver program today, starting at 4 p.m., and the last Saturday of the month, Vietnam Veterans of America will have a breakfast from 7:30 to 10:30 on the last Saturday of the month at VFW Post 7201. Hi, somebody just honked. 1614 Marysville Road, and that's open to the public, so head on out that way. Anyway, let's go. We have a few trivial things about Martin Luther King. Nothing was truly trivial about his life. But in 1974, Dr. King's mother, Alberta King, was playing the organ in church when a mentally disturbed African-American man claiming to hate all Christians pulled out a gun and shot her to death, along with another member of the choir. And her name was Alberta King, and she was killed in 1974. That would be a hard thing to live through, wouldn't it? Losing a child or something like that would be terribly difficult to go through. Second person died at the hotel where King was slain, and that hotel was the Lorraine Motel Memphis. The Lorraine Motel in Memphis, Tennessee, was known throughout the segregated South. Hello again! segregated South for welcoming black guests, and some of the most famous African Americans in the country stayed there, you know, because there were a lot of places where, especially back in those days, where people wouldn't accept having African American. I never understood what the color of skin had to do with anything, but anyway, some of the most famous African Americans stayed there, like Ray Charles or Nat King Cole. And when King was shot on the balcony in 1968, the rifle blast caused Laurie Bailey, the hotel co-owner, to have a stroke. Now, I did not know that. She died on the day of King's funeral. The hotel later became the National Civil Rights Museum. That's kind of interesting to know. I had not ever heard that. Laurie Bailey, the hotel owner, died of a stroke caused initially by the shotgun blast that killed Martin Luther King. Kind of an interesting fact. It was a bad, bad year, if I recall correctly. Wasn't that the year that Bobby Kennedy was also killed? Anyway, we've gone through an awful lot of rough times here in the United States, and I hope that we can find ways to mend our ways with each other. The first thing to do, I think, is start listening rather than shooting your mouth off over the top of somebody, right? Okay. We have a couple of things that have been sent in to us here at Swap Shop. Starting today at 4 p.m., out at the Tallgrass Trail Trailhead. Boy, that's a tough alliteration. Tallgrass Trail Trailhead. Leave It to Beaver is the program for today at 4 p.m. You can go out and learn about beavers. And they have a neat little lodge there that they've created. And you'll get to see that, I'm sure. Also, the Vietnam Veterans of America, Chapter 1117, is having a breakfast on the last Saturday of the month between 7:30 and 10:30 a.m. That'll be at VFW Post 7201. And if you're looking for it, it's at 1614 Marion Marysville Road. And it's open to the public, so make sure you get to that. That sounds like a good deal. Now, we have been announcing that the Mid-Ohio Food Bank and the Logos Christian Ministries were having free produce market. But that has been canceled until April, so don't head that way, all right? And I've marked that down so that people won't pass that along. I hope you're having a great day. I hope you'll have a great weekend. We're supposed to have a little bit of snow this weekend. I heard Adam say on our weather forecast that we're going to have a little snow. I hope it's very little snow. I don't mind the heavy snow. I don't want less than an inch, but I don't want more than a foot. Now, when I lived outside of the Chicago area, down in Valparaiso, Indiana, or South Bend, Indiana, both places got a lot of lake effect snow off of Lake Michigan. And I can remember snowfalls of up to 20 inches, maybe even a little more than that. One time, I remember I was coming back. I had just been in Los Angeles with the DePaul basketball Blue Demons. And I came home, and my car was in the parking lot covered with snow. After working probably a half an hour to get it uncovered, I started driving home. It wasn't too bad until I got pretty close to Valparaiso, which was kind of where the snow started. I mean, the heavy, heavy snow. And I got there, and I couldn't get all the way back to my house. It was about 20 inches that day in Valparaiso, and I had to walk back to my house and carry the groceries that my wife had told me to get on the way home, and also a case of beer, which she was not real thrilled that I brought back. But I was real thrilled after the fact, because I think we were stuck in our houses for close to a week. You know, when you have that much snow, there's not much you can do for a while until they get back to you. And we were back in one of the suburban areas. I mean, back in one of the areas where there are lots of houses and not much snow plowing. Anyway, I do like the beauty of snow, as long as I don't have anything to do, right? All right, you're listening to WWGH here in Marion, Ohio, 107.1 FM, and we love to have you listening. We had a great first 2 hours. We had we played the Family Feud, and we had some really crazy answers. Let me hang on 1 second. I got them right here. Let me see if there's something I ought to tell you about that's really important. Oh yeah, name something a person might keep in the cellar: wine, canned goods, tools, furnace, a gun. But the most wild thing that was on this list from Parade magazine was dead bodies. Yikes. Where did they get that from? They must know some people. I have no idea who they know. Interesting question I almost put up, but I did not. Name an activity that's easier to do when it's windy. Well, being a former sailboat racer, I used to race in Chicago, out of Chicago and out of Michigan City, and I did the Chicago to Mackinac race, I don't know, 4 or 5 times, maybe more. But name an activity that's easier to do when it's windy. Well, sail, of course. That's the first thing I thought of, but it was not the first thing on the list. I bet you know what the first thing on the list was, don't you? Doesn't take a Einstein to think this one up. Fly a kite. Of course it was fly a kite. That was the number one thing by a long shot. Let's see. There were 89 people that said fly a kite. There were 7 people that said sail, so we got it up to 96 there. There were 2 people that said surf. Obviously, they weren't from Marion, Ohio. They used to say down in Athens when I was assistant athletic director at OU, some of the kids wore shirts that said surf the Hocking. Well, I don't know if you've ever seen the Hocking River. There's not a whole lot of surfing going on, but a surf was had 2 people answered surf. And this was something that it must have been an older person that answered this way. Dry clothes, air dry clothes. Now, we've done that at my house because, when we moved in, somebody had left really nice tea stanchions or whatever they're called, so we could run a rope between them. And they were really heavy, you know, like 4-inch around metal pipes. And we tried it, but it just got real old, putting them out and taking them in and stuff like that. We had a dryer, so we didn't really need that. But I remember my mom, she put all of our clothes out. We didn't waste our electricity by using a dryer. We put all of our clothes out in the backyard. Now, I'm not even sure that we had a dryer. We did have a washing machine by then, but it was one of those that had the 2 rollers on it, and to get the water out of it, you stuck the item in between the rollers, and it squeezed the water out of it. That's how old I am. No, we did not dry them by beating them on a rock by the river. But anyway, kind of an interesting thing that 2 people still said air dry clothes. I'm not sure that I liked air dry clothes. If I recall correctly, they kind of got stiff. I don't know. Anyway, I appreciate you listening to Swap Shop. Sorry we didn't have more on it, but that's the way it goes in the winter. But don't forget, out at the Tallgrass Trail at 4 o'clock this afternoon, they'll have Leave It to Beaver program, and you'll go out and you'll get to see the beavers. There are beavers there. They have built a little lodge, if I recall correctly. It's right on the edge of the lake, if I recall correctly. And then also, the Vietnam Veterans of America, Chapter 1117, are having a breakfast on the last Saturday of the month, 7:30 a.m. to 10:30 a.m. At the VFW Post 7201. That's at 1614 Marion Marysville Road, and that's open to the public. And we really appreciate you listening to the shows this morning. I'm going to be getting out of here in just a few minutes, or not a few minutes, a few seconds. We're down to our last 50 seconds. Thanks for listening. I'm Glenn Coble. You've been listening to Swap Shop here on WWGH 107.1. FM here in Marion, Ohio. And don't forget, we will be back next week. My show is on Wednesday. I'll be on with Scott for On the Air. And then Wednesday afternoon from 12:15 on, we do a Progressive Life with Dr. Feynman, and then we'll be on next week at the same time that we're on right now, all morning long, and then and Swap Shop again. All right, have a great day, and thanks for listening. We love having you here.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1.